Thank you. I'll start with Augustine, thank you for your comments. Just talking to you on the basis of the reports that have come back to me from the CAD, from a variety of people, not just in Israel, not just from Mike, from people who have been involved there. It doesn't appear to me that CPD requirements. And I also, I don't think I've read the reports that have come back. To me, it seems that they are not representative of what we need to see at BFB. I'm not saying it can't be like that in the future. I would hope it will be. I hope it will become that more quickly than it seems to be able to happen right now. But there have been reports to the CPB over the past couple of years from what was trying to be put together in terms of the CAB when Fuzzy was looking after it. I saw the reports myself, they were filed by our national office, so they were happening. But they were of the nature that the CAB was being formed. It's taken too long. We need to get moving on this. I'm not entirely clear on what you were referring to when you talked about the 40-minute program. I talked about that separately. Thank you. Ron, I appreciate your comments. It's nice to have paradise in your life, I guess, and perhaps we can move towards something exactly like that. I appreciate you making a point in public like this. It was very good to hear. Thank you. The other comments to the public, I have no objection to it. As you would have heard me say, that Ken shortly can all be this part of the meeting. I question the values, I have to say, but that doesn't mean you can't have a look at them clearly. Mike, thank you for your comments as well on the CAB. And the gentleman who's... sorry, I didn't get your first name.
Orlando.
Thank you for making the comment. The motion, I don't think it was me, but I did look at that motion that what Rico promoted to the PNP about the 5 hours of programming. I couldn't find the word additional in there. I think that the PNP were looking at it as additional to the stations that don't already have Spanish language programming, and I'm not saying promote it, that it won't be approached in that direction from us as well. But all I am saying is that in terms of reasons for this lack of implementation, all I can tell you is that there is some resistance from some stations. And that's why I think that our executive director wants to clear about that up. I guess from the PNP, I'm not entirely sure, but I think that we stand to be directed on this, and that's what I'm waiting for. But I will say to you that there does appear to be some resistance at some of our specific stations to the motion. It was not Rodrigo's motion was passed by the PNP, that seems kind of clear cut to me, and we're going to just wait for the direction on that. I think that's all that came out of that particular comment. Thank you very much.
One more clarification. That issue?
Very quickly.
Yeah, basically, it was said, not even 7 days after Rodriguez returned to Berkeley, California, October 12, 2011, she will be away. The managers of all fire stations, they didn't take the case, all fire stations, to issue an open call to all of those programs who might be interested in participating in the development and implementation of the 1 hour weekday public affairs and news programming as approved in the Pacific Aviation Nationality Equality Motion approved in 2005, right, which was never implemented, by the way. Right? So such new programming will be available no later than January 1 or 2, 2012, but between 6 and 9 p.m. So you tell me, what is from the greatest time for this program in KCFA between 6 and 9 p.m.?
I think about the question.
No, because you said not additional, right? But it's a new program. No,
I mean, it's a new program.
Can we move
to
the agenda, please?
We,
this is a discussion, and there's nothing more we're
going to
talk about
right now.
That's fine.
That's what it is. Moving on, we have the CMB director reports, and that will include any comments also from members of CMB committees. That is there anybody who's on the CMB committee, not a director, who wishes to speak in the session? Okay, anybody. So CMB directors are Ali, Ken, and Olivia. Just to point out that additional public comment after this, we'll take some questions from the director.
report.
Yes, thank you. I forgot that you were here to do that.
But I can't anyway. Okay, so I'll read this commentary. So I just want to say that there was quite a change in the interpretation, including a legal interpretation of how many directors can serve on the P&B. And anyway.
I'm sorry.
The P&B. So prior to this year, it used to be one director from each station, and now based on both the advice or the interpretation of council of the provision in the bylaws, which does have problems as so many sections of the bylaws do. And so now there are two directors, there was a motion to clarify that the PMB passed that allows for two directors to sit on all the committees other than the ones where there are other specifications in the bylaws. And so that was like a drastic change in, and you know, there's no need to go into the back and forth on that one. And I think the summer can probably summarize much of what, and she might have at the last meeting actually as to what went on in January. We have a very full agenda, including some of the issues which we can raise. Every single month, I come to this body and recommend that you listen to the open session of the Pacifica National Board on kpstx.org. If you miss a meeting, if you want to hear the debate around the Spanish language programming, you can go to kpstx.org, listen to last September's session in Washington, D.C. You will find the full discussion by the board then. I really urge people to listen to those meetings. You have elected your directors. You need to know how they are or are not representing you and your issues, including many of the issues that are on the agenda right now. I'm on the personnel committee. I'll be with you on the personnel committee. But coming up at our next meeting, and the next item is to be considered is, in fact, the program director search process that was passed by the personnel committee. Is going to the Pacifica National Board, will be considered at our next meeting this coming Thursday. Also on the agenda of the personnel committee of the PMB is an interim program director search evaluation process. That is not passed yet. And now that we have a human resources firm, that will be vetted accordingly. And so now we will have more guidance beyond our secular opinions on that. So that is something that I think will be welcome. Two more things. Okay, so then I'm also the director also on governance. I moved to set up two task forces. One of them is for the bylaws, so instead of having it considered in the coordinating committee, those would be considered in governance. And the other one is to pull together all the motions and put them on the website that have been passed by the PMB in an orderly fashion, so it's by subject, finance, governance, blah, 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 blah. And we were able to retrieve the motions from 2004, 2007, that had somehow been deleted from the website. So we have that. I have also asked John Gary and other people I know have the approved minutes from which we can call those motions. That would be enormously helpful both to the PND as well as to us. Thank you.
You covered so much ground, but I concur. I mean, if you have particular interest in a particular subject, listen to meetings on KPFTX. We can enjoy them with us. But they do discuss many of the things in depth on particular committee meetings, all of which are on the calendar. So right now, we have a meeting on Thursday. We need to solidify into two Thursdays a month as they have regular meeting dates. So everyone else can schedule around them. That's been done for the year, so we'll be posting the dates for the year. So you know what you're doing 7 months from now if you want to do it with us. We will be considering several of these things. We will take it up on Rita's issue again. I concur on that to see what, because this is the first I'm hearing that there's been an actual non moving directors don't do anything. I do know there's been negative feedback from some of our East Coast stations on being specified as to what language they need to broadcast in. So I'm sure there's, you know, some pushback going on from management that needs to be discussed, but we will bring this up again. So some things that come up which aren't necessarily not from the last P&D meeting, but they're out there in the stratosphere. So I'm going to mention it. We're getting a lot of heat on Jackson Lewis, which is a law firm that we use on labor-related matters. I've been KCRW wants me to give them a statement. I've been asked to issue a statement to the entire board, so I will do that. As a preliminary to that, Jackson Lewis has been utilized by the management for the last 2 years because they are a law firm approved by our insurance carriers, and we are heavily litigated against and find ourselves in frequent need of attorneys, and using the law firm that the insurance carrier will cover since we frequently reach our deductible is how that came about. Also, these offices where all of our radio stations are at, and it is not necessarily easy to find a full-service insurance-approved labor carrier that has attorneys in every market where you have stations. So some of that has been factored in. What the P&D approved last month was merely to get a certain amount of hours per month for a discounted rate, since we were already using in excess of those hours per month. So I find this to be something of a tempest in a teapot in terms of what actually occurred, which was to save the foundation money, because we are already utilizing more billable hours per month from that company, and we've simply gotten them at a discounted rate. So that's essentially what's going to go into my statement. The wisdom or, you know, being happy using such a law firm, that's a bigger discussion, but in terms of what was actually decided upon, it was simply, we're already using them to pay less for it. That's what we voted on. And that was an intelligent business decision, and one which I will defend, because it's just stupid to pay more per hour if you're using the hours. You know, I'd like to get us to a point where we are not such a heavily paid organization, where we don't have the need for labor attorneys, where we had 5 National Labor Relations Board complaints brought in Berkeley in the last year. We won all of them. That costs us money. Every time we go to the NLRB, regardless of whether we prevail or not, that's money. So these are factors of things that are going on in the network. We are constantly having to extend legal fees to defend anything. Do you want me to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm only talking to you because my email box is full of inquiries over this last year. Okay.
You want to say something for comments
or questions? Sure. No problem. Well, we covered different grounds. So that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Boy, I'll turn around. I'll probably went to another door. I was watching you trying to translate something.
Sorry. Yeah.
3 things. First of all, I want to thank Lydia for representing the report on the committee from the Peace Committee. That was, very accurate, so I gave you a little more time. This statement just came in from Arlene. It's the official statement regarding Jackson Lewis, and it is, Jackson Lewis handles some employment litigation issues for Pacifica. Jackson Lewis does not represent Pacifica in any negotiation of the union contract. And for my report, I want to report on the in-person meeting earlier this year. Our attorney, Andrew Gold, passed out a document called Lucifer Gold, A Guide to the Laws of Charity in the United States. And I found this very, very valuable. And I had Ken email it to everyone this morning. I apologize for not making copies. But I just wanted to read one paragraph that I think everyone on this board should take to heart. I think I found it helpful, and Andrew Gold and PNP said that it's they encouraged me to share it with the board and such. Duties of directors. Under the law of both states, directors of nonprofit corporations, like directors of business corporations, must live up to the legal standard of care. California law, for example, requires directors to carry out their responsibilities as directors in good faith. In a manner, such director believes to be in the best interest of the corporation with such care, including reasonable inquiry, as an ordinary prudent person in a like position would under similar circumstances. In other words, directors owe the corporation or foundation a duty of care, which includes the duty of inquiry and the duty of loyalty. The duty of loyalty is essentially a duty to avoid conflicts of interest, and the duty of care is essentially a requirement to pay attention and to make informed decisions. And I hope that everyone takes that. Dan, did you have any comments?
Well, I think they covered everything. I think they email out to the LSC a list as of March 8th of all the people who from the TNB, the directors on the various committees. Some are on 6, some are on 5, some are on 3. A lot of committees as a result of
all these people making the night.
A lot of members of the committees, because as a result of 2 directors from each station and 2 delegates or LSC members, we can have committees now that have 20 people on each committee. And some of those committees, the CFO and the ED attend. It won't hit quorum of the PNB, so it's not a problem for that. But it makes a lot more obligation for PNB members participating in this committee. And anything else is covered, I think, fairly well. And to go into all of the data, but as far as I can tell, the committees I'm on are just in getting quorum. The financial recovery and audit task force and the programming committee and the tech committee are just getting started up for this year.
I'm finding myself in a brief report from the National Election Committee, which is in the process of looking into the possibility of obtaining the services of a professional. I'm getting the okay from Mr. Goodman there. The National Election Committee of the PNB has been looking into the possibility of hiring a professional elections management firm and is in the process of looking into that and into the idea of also simultaneously possibly hiring an individual as a national election supervisor or a little behind schedule. All of that working with the executive director to make that happen as soon as possible so that the elections can come up smoothly this year.
Can we move the agenda on? If we get it, this point of order, I think we should move the agenda. If we go another round robin with P&D directors, it'll lead up a lot of time.
We have a queue to establish the point of order.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can have about 2 more minutes for the questions, and if they can't be answered here, people can take them and answer. So, I think Lawrence was first, and then John.
No.
Chuck, and then they did.
I have a concern in regard to Kathleen Lewis of me being a union member and the reactors in our union. I don't even see why we should even be considering doing business with a law firm that has a long history of busting unions. So I don't know why we should be even participating in something like that. And the justification of a press statement concerning this law firm from the PNB, I hope it will be broadcast to local listeners. And I hope that, I don't know how it could be justified, but I hope that, you know, it's a pretty strong certain statement. And also, in regard to the Sinic Language Programming Motion, I'm on the National Programming Committee. And apparently there's an attempt right now to have that motion revised. And so I just wanted to report that because it seems like those who are on the program committee or on the national level are not being candid in regard to this Spanish language program motion.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, I have a concern. And that is that the PNB appears to be continually centralizing power. And what I hear now in this meeting is the PNB has a meeting is discussing how to evaluate programming directors and additionally how to evaluate interim programming directors. Now, I assume that when this thing passes, it'll basically overwhelm all of our activity, and I object to the centralization of power in principle, which I see in all branches of government throughout society. And additionally, I just ask this: who here, as an LSP member, who is not who here everybody else who has been consulted about this thing. We're told that we should listen to the discussion at the National Board to understand what's going on, and that makes sense. But as since the directors are our quote representatives, and when they run, they all say they will represent us, they should at least ask us to find out what we think about this thing. So from a show of hands here, from the non-DNB directors, who here on the LSC has been asked about this programming policy? I'd like to see a show of hands. I think I'm going to see about zero hands. So now I'm going to ask you this. Who here on the LSC has been asked? Okay, who has not been asked? Okay, so no one's been asked and a bunch of people have not been asked. So what we have here is the directors are not asking their constituency what they think about these policies. The fact is we put a lot of energy into getting ready for these evaluations and this sort of thing, and this should not be neglected by our PAB directors, that's just the air overseers. It's just really rotting.
I move that we attend today by Nancy.
Second.
Correct.
What?
It's 10 times. There's a motion to
extend 5 minutes. Okay,
fine, I heard. Okay, any objections? Okay, so we'll so extend it. The chapter is the next on the staff.
Yeah. Well, I'm really concerned about our upcoming election. I am participating in 4 elections already. I really think that. I would really like to express that our former election coordinator for national supervisor was a house guest of the man King Aaron, who received the most votes. Also, he wined and dined the election supervisor. I don't think that's ethical, and it's really something that we have to pay attention to in the next election. And we're also running a big racial wall with management at KPFK. And it's, you know, it's coming down to white against brown and black, and there's no way you can back out of it. And there's stonewalling this on this 5 hours. Again, every time we have a meeting, we talk about it, and we get excuses. So what's happening with the 5 hours? Perhaps we're going to have to deal with this in court.
Okay, Lydia, Summer, and Fred, and then we'll probably have time to deal with the extension thing.
Okay, so in terms of the motion that you're talking about, again, that thing to listen to things, but nevertheless, I will go home and I will forward to everyone what the proposed motion is, okay? And I have to say, I did have some people. I did have conversations with some of the people that are in TV search on some of the process, and I know the other members of the committee definitely ask other people that are most involved with that, and they have their full LLC.
Can you identify those members? I'd like to see who they are.
I asked a question of Michael Novick. I asked a question of Fred Kunder.
Right.
I asked a question of our general manager. I have specific questions before moving forward. These are processes. I don't think personally that the LLC would object to it. It doesn't narrow, it expands. But I will send out the motion to people, and we can certainly set aside. The main thing is that we tend to run out of time at these meetings, and we might want to go every 3 months a meeting just to PNB and see what it is that we're doing. In terms of the Jackson Lewis, to me it's a larger issue. I oppose aligning with anything that's anti-union organizing, anti-labor, whatever, however it's perceived. It's, regardless of who we are, this is the party of Jackson Lewis and many very nice people. To be just generically, where are we going in terms of our network? Because it undermines our fundraising. This is our base. Those of us that fight for labor rights.
Can we call fine, please?
Yeah. Fine, Summer, Fred, and Ken.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, so the program lead, I mean, please don't present the motion pending for the PNB that it has the support of, like, half of the PNB. Lots of things come up from the committee which may or may not pass, get discussed, get kicked back to committee. I know there's a lot of pushback on that motion from people who are on the PNB. It just happens to be a motion that's come up from the personnel committee by some people on that committee who think it's a good idea. There are other people who don't think it's a good idea. I think it will be discussed quite a bit. I hear what you're saying in terms of coming back to LSD, but I guess just because something is pending does not mean it has unilateral support by any means whatsoever. A lot of things come up and get sent right back again. So that's on that particular motion, because I talked to several people who have issues with motion and structure. As a tax lawyer, I don't want to keep chewing on it. I'll go back and get some statistical data. I mean, we use them because we get sued, and that's our insurance company uses. I'm not sure that our insurance company has a pro-union law office available for employers who are having disputes with their employees. That's a whole set of questions. This is all management decisions. We merely voted on what was fiscally intelligent based on the fact that we're using these resources. But I'm happy. I will get the rest of the information and put it together into a nice statement. I think the solution to some of these issues are to become an organization that is not so beset by lawsuits, and it's that simple. We have improved management practices and various internal practices and human resources issues so that we have fewer things to end up in court about. And there's something else that I've lost. I wanted to make it clear though on the programming issue that this is not a done deal. Please participate by reading stuff, listening to the committee, but also know there is robust dissent on various issues that the community is. So nothing's wrong with it.
Thank you, Fred, and then Ken, and then we're time.
Yes, if I could have the microphone, please. Three comments. I think, John, what your question is a good one. I don't know that I have an answer. I think it's a superb question. When I read the Pratt report that Ken kindly provided to all of us and appreciate that he did that, my thought was we're addressing a crisis. There's some common sense to the way this is being addressed. But as with every crisis, be it 9/11 or whatever, we need to ask not only if it addresses a specific concern, in this case financial liability, but whether it does that in a way consistent with what we want to see as to our local station's nimbleness and democratic process. It's a question. I don't think we've had a discussion. With all due respect to my fellow member, Lydia Brazan, for whom I have the highest regard, she did consult with me, but what she consulted with me about is what we were doing here locally with the search committee president process. She did not ask me, I know nothing about what is happening at the PNB. Take the advice to heart that we listen to those tapes. But I do firmly believe that to date, from all, we have not gotten the dialogue, the information, a dialogue for this body as to the decisions that are increasingly being moved without our reach to the PNB. Thank you.
Some of the points I wanted to make about the committee, just because somebody comes out and lobbies or advocates for a motion coming out of the committee doesn't mean that it's a done deal and we've got the support of the whole PNB. There's a PNB. There's different people. We all evaluate things per what Ali read before. We have to use our individual judgment. I would recommend, though, that those areas of the PNB's activities that you as LSD members are interested in, join those committees. There's two LSD members from each station available seats on each of those committees. And also, we could proactively bother, annoy, or email the directors or LSD members that are on those committees. That would be my advice on it. I've gotten one or two emails from people.
Bring it here if you can.
Bring what here?
Bring the dialogue here.
Here's the issue. I'll try to talk as fast as time. There's 24 people on PNB. That's a lot of people. And it's difficult to get through to make decisions. And everybody wants to be the chief and say, well, when you're done working on this, bring it to me and I'll tell you whether or not I like it. There's very few people who want to do the work or research or come up with the idea. So it's the guy at the bottom who wants to take final results. However, the way the bylaws are structured, the PNB is specific. And the decisions that are made at the PNB, they're not required for approval on the LSD unless those specified in the bylaws.
our obligation as PNB directors is to follow the bylaws. If a change is requested of that, we have to change the bylaws if we want to change the protocol and procedures. So we certainly, everybody I know on PNB would appreciate any contribution, not burden, but contribution. Join the committee, submit materials, do research, do analysis, and come up with ideas. But not to say, like, well, we want to give a final approval. I know you worked on it 3 months and it came out of committee. That doesn't matter. Let me look at it. And if the past might fit test, it's okay. We can't do that thing too slow. It's 24 people on the PNB. We can't make it
120. Please come up back and forth with us. We have 7.5 minutes of listener comments.
Okay,
just a moment. Instead of having minutes of listener comments, if people wish to have questions for the PNB directors, then they do so.
I want to quickly address the board because Bernard Duncan leaves the room. There's a great effort by management to undermine the existing cabinet body. Every body from the physical is functional, we know that. But we are a small body and growing, and we have taken some initiatives, and we're working diligently to get language out there. Recently, we sent out kind of a mission statement-like vision to shake the tree. You'd be surprised how many people responded where no one else cared. So yes, Michael Novick, I want the LSV to be engaged with the CAB. That has to be a partnership. And the CAB protocol is precisely that, a partnership mandated by the Corporation of Public Broadcasting between management, all its bodies, and the CAB. Having said that, the outrageous interference by Israel's voice, Mike Clark, and all the other cohorts who continue to come in, disrupt, and lose the CAP money and time 1 hour and a half out of 2 hour meeting. It is disgraceful. It is despicable. Now, management refused to announce our tomorrow meeting at La Paloma Mercado. When that last Friday, the room was adjourned once again and everything was rushed to Jennifer Kuiper and the entire body. I worked diligently to submit to the LSB, the chair, every minute, every proposed agenda, to the best of my capability. We have no funding as of yet, that initiative has not been addressed. And I have to come here and defend the CAB. It is disgraceful. Until we get to actual elections, I expect that this body will be cooperative, will be collectively working with us. Now, having said that, we will be meeting tomorrow 1 o'clock as scheduled, even though KPFA refused to announce it. And it is located at 3655 South Grand Avenue at Mercado La Paloma, Los Angeles 90007. Please come, we'll be there for 2 or 2.5 hours. We will not accept any more disruption from these so-called.
She can have the 90 seconds.
She also jumped the.
I also want to speak.
You jumped a few dollars because there were many people who run ahead of you. Please pass the mic to the next person. You're at time. Please pass the mic to the next person. You jumped a few.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Sanjay Khan, program office, and I would like to speak about the guys that five famous hours, no? And I want to read the motion that he was reading, and it says, among players and 7 days after early returns to Berkeley, October 12, 2011, she will direct the manager of Wild Fish to issue an open call to all of those programmers who might be interested in participating in the development and implementation of the 1 hour weekday public affairs and news programming as approved in the Pacific Race and Nationality Policy Motion approved in 2005, which was never implemented. That such new programming will be available no later than January 2012. This has never been done yet, and I want to encourage you, those guys, to implement those 5 hours. I know that some of you have the difference in the world with the Latino community. And I'm not here to ask you about those 5 hours. I'm not here to demand those 5 hours that belong to the Spanish Latino community, because they always are asking us for what's going on with your job that you are doing here. When we are just passing their information, they are ready to do their job, they are ready to fight for those hours, and it's time that you do your job. Please come up with those 5 hours.
You are here to demand.
Thank you. I think before the next question, I just want to know when you received a message from Anita Mejia of the Association of Spanish Programmers saying people interested in submitting proposals and send them to Spanish Program KPFKLA@gmail.com. Spanish Program KPFKLA@gmail.com. That's independently of the station or the national. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm Dr. Tomatelli. As a member of the CAB, and of our dear board, I've attended meetings for the last few months, and I will say I've been very happy with the work and the general direction of the CAB proceedings. And of course, happy to finally get to CAB.
We speak right into the mic.
Okay, and of course, I've been happy to finally get to CAB up and rolling again. It's about time. The exception to this satisfaction has been my dismay over the very disruptive behavior of a handful of attendees, including a very opinionated young man during his very first CAB meeting, which I found very presumptuous. Among other things, these several attendees refused to respect parliamentary procedures and seemed intent on sabotaging the legitimate work of the board. At the last meeting, we went on for at least a couple of hours, got this much done, primarily because of the problems these people presented. The board is welcoming of participation by members of our listenership and the community, but only toward constructive work, not argument, irrelevant issues, or simple disruption. I found the last CAB meeting, because of their antics, to be immensely frustrating. Good day.
Thank you. My name is Luis Garcia. Since the white cultural supremacy and English language chauvinism tense of KPFK has already been noted, I want to add that the Chicano Mexican American community programming needs are not being met at KPFK, not even with the Spanish language programming that exists, and not even with the 5 additional hours of Spanish language programming that is being considered. This is a violation of the PPP broadcasting guidelines, and their violation. When the CAUSA program was canceled, we have not had any Chicano programming on the air.
Thank you. Soy Antonia Lira. Mi trabajo es de voluntario. Mi radio escucha sobre todo.
She's a volunteer.
Thank you.
Her name is Antonia Lina. She's a volunteer at KPFK.
Sobre la programación en español, lo siento porque hay algunas personas que ya se cansaron de escuchar sobre ese asunto, pero es importante para nosotros como una población tremendamente grande.
I feel bad for those of you who are do not want to hear about this topic anymore, but we have to go forward.
Sí, es el momento de que hablaba el señor Duncan de que las horas adicionales no eran adicionales, se caen por su propio peso. Y la verdad da pena porque
wait, that's important. Can you please translate?
those 5 hours are not in addition. They are supposed to be included within the programming.
Bien, es el momento muy risa, desgraciadamente, a la vez que da pena.
Laughable is great.
En realidad. Y solamente podría esperar desde una estación cualquiera que no fuera casi ética.
And it could be expected from anyone else, any other station except KPFK,
porque está evidenciando que no están con la comunidad Efectivamente.
Y ya tenemos que saber qué tiene que ir a los comunes.
Por lo menos no una parte significativa de quienes están...
In particular, we have significant time for dedicated suspense.
Este tremendo trabajo que se ha hecho para lograr esas 5 horas...
There has been a lot of work that has been done today.
Excuse me, Mike, can I ask a question, just a point of information here? If somebody is translating, it significantly impacts the public time. I would agree
that we had an additional time.
Thank you.
Okay, we're at the committee reports, so I believe that we moved the outreach committee to the top of the list.
Now you
skip
that.
As I said earlier, outreach committee did not be concerned. We hope that I have excuse me, the PNB director's response to the public question. You have 6 minutes.
Respond?
6 minutes for any PNB director's response to respond to any of the public comments.
Bella,
can you come here and give me information for the cab?
Yes.
I'm sorry that it wasn't posted. This is the first time hearing of it. I can't get it.
Lydia, in response to the question that was contained in the public comment, apparently one of the PNB committees is going to retake the issue of the Spanish language motion. But some of the issues that were raised here will be raised, I will commit to raising, in terms of some of the new information that was raised here, namely that there was a directive from the executive director that is the business of the PNB, and I will be raising it. En relación a la pregunta de las 5 horas, porque lo que aprendimos del señor Duncan, es que la directora ejecutiva de toda la fundación hizo una disposición de que se iba a parar ese proceso al momento, y eso es algo que nos pertenece a los que estamos en la mesa directiva nacional. Yo me comprometo para investigar esta situación y reportar en el próximo meeting. And in relación a CAB, can I comment on the CAB, having been the chair of the CAB before? The mission statement of the CAB is defined by the CPB. It's not a separate organization. Having said that, issues such as Spanish language or other diverse communities should be put into a report saying, you can, for example, this is what we did, with the previous administration, you say, okay, this is the listenership and the programming that existed, blah, 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 it was cut in half, they were moved to different hours, so the listenership and support by the community is not the same. That's just an example of how that can be done.
Okay.
That is the role of the CAP.
Thank you.
RTDB funding is dependent on the functionality of the CAP, so that is really important. Whether it's internally, kind of internal consent, we all have that, but it does need to function in one way or another. It is supposed to give feedback on community assessment of needs. Clearly, Spanish language programming could be also taken up in the CAP as one of the community needs that is not being properly recognized or dealt with. This is also the first I've heard that there has been any directive from the EDC managers not to implement that motion. I do know that there is pushback, particularly from some of our stations in the East that feel they have many other languages going on besides Spanish, that they're being directed essentially to give a block to Spanish language programming when, like EDC, they may feel they have other languages that they need to serve more so. That's a discussion, whether or not that motion needs to be rewritten, implemented differently, but this is the first that we're hearing that there is a directive specifically not to implement
recommend it. So I think several of us will take that up at the next CMB meeting and do discussion with the executive director, QC. And some of it may be literally difficult to implement with different managers, and it may require a slightly more versatile approach to see how that should be applied in each station. So I'm not sure she's going to be revisited.
Okay. Aquí otra pregunta que dice, ¿hay alguien que necesita la operación de nuestros audífonos?
Point of order, for point of information, I don't speak Spanish well enough to understand what you're saying. Could you translate it?
I see what they're doing. Thank you.
So that's not
our challenge. Hopefully, the audience and la audiencia que necesita la operación de nuestros audífonos y hay un traductor que está traduciendo todo. That's what I was saying in Spanish, but if there's anyone who needs translation,
okay,
we have it available over headphones as a translator.
Do we have people in the audience utilizing it from the translator?
Yes, there's several people there, and that's what was adjusting my comment. We're aware of that. Again, thanks to Ron's Ray for arranging that with the Radio Foundation to provide the equipment. Moving on, the committee report, we have the outreach committee.
Okay, as I said earlier, we have no outreach committee report. We did not meet. I did submit a written report last month. I neglected to submit it electronically to our secretary. I will do that to the second. And I would also submit it to the other three KPSA. Rocky May commented on it before last month, that she received. We are going to be meeting on April the 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the conference room downstairs at the station. And we're hoping, I spoke to Bernard, and we're hoping that someone could come to staff, be there to discuss our business chat.
Can you meet the time and place?
At the station at KPSA, April 10th, at 7:30 p.m.
And just to be clear, there were no motions in the previous month's report?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any events planned for the next month or so, or the next meeting that we're not aware of?
No, there's no events planned before the
next
meeting.
Okay.
Would it be possible to, since we have our webmaster here, update
who's the contact person for each committee? Because I think that's important, at least to listeners, to contact any particular person, which in this case would be Lauren and not myself. Although I'm still willing to respond to things, but it's just that I'm not part of that committee anymore.
Well, just one last thing. And we haven't selected the chair because I believe that the on-air cards are supposed to go out soliciting listener participation and listening willingness to join committees.
I recorded the card in addition to announcing this meeting that announced the committees, and I believe it's run several times.
I just wanted to add this under outreach 10. KFK is the media sponsor for the Japan Candy Earth Day Festival and Wicks Grove Safety Station. Any of you that would like to volunteer, I'd like to have your support. It's a great event. We're the media sponsor. We have a banner over the stage. We have a lot of people there representing the station and also a performance area. And that's it. Thank you.
What would it be?
Earth Day weekend, which I believe is Saturday the 21st and Sunday the 22nd.
Okay, moving on, we have the program.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. Just on outreach, I guess there are things that the station does where we have a presence out in public and there's nobody covering it. And I know we have a volunteer coordinator, but I would like if we could, in the year moving forward, to somehow get management, volunteer coordinator, and the outreach committee working together more seamlessly. The Health Freedom Expo last weekend or the weekend before, whatever it was, anyway, we gave them a lot of media sponsorship. We gave away a ton of tickets to the event. And we had a free booth at that event that cost other people $1,000 for the weekend. But we had no people. If we did, they were there for a little while, because basically when I was there, there was nobody there. Last year, I know that's what I got down by herself for a little while with one volunteer. A volunteer coordinator should not be the volunteer. We're paying a person a salary to get people there. We need to have people at these events, and we have a situation where we pay we're getting something for free. It costs everybody else in the building $1,000, and there are thousands of people that listen to our type of programming, especially during my drive, going in and out of there. So we don't even have a couple of volunteers that cover our tables for the day with literature, maybe turn them into members. We got to work on that, just because it's a wasted opportunity for us. It was like throwing free money away, so I'd like to get work on that. And then finally, the KCSTX calendar, this is for all committees. Talk to me, we can work with Terry. I would like to see all of our committees posted on that national calendar. You know, it's not specific at KPSTX. It allows all the other stations when they're scheduling committees not step on each other. The more that our stuff is posted, the easier it is not to have conflict.
This is fun. Briefly, we did pass a motion last month that all the committees would try to schedule meetings at least 3 months in advance. Part of your purpose that was to get them to keep the FDX calendar, which John Gary has access to now. And I hope that everybody does that, and that we do get posted.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
And I would like to suggest that in the upcoming 3 months, since there are so many events that are already scheduled, then we have not organized the event. And I also volunteered with an awesome and I really thank for own person. So we do they need help. Thank you.
Well, I'll restate the point I made earlier that some people came in late for, that there's no, the LSC does not know about these, and there should be better coordination between management and letting the LSC know. So we could have had a volunteer or whatever, and that's when I said we deal with it in the state.
Very briefly, I attended the Health Freedom Expo a couple of weeks ago. The attendance was 7,000 people. We had a booth there, no one manned it.
Right.
That was a great missed opportunity, and we need to stop doing that. Yeah. Solve this real quickly.
Thank you for
bringing me.
Can I just comment real quick? We have a lot of people on the outreach committee, and so I would definitely bring all of these concerns to the outreach committee in regards to staffing and volunteering at KPK events and particular those cases just to one that's coming up as soon as.
Yeah, my suggestion would be that maybe the outreach committee could draft a resolution for the next meeting that would kind of facilitate this type of coordination between management and the outreach committee. Related to which, and to Kim's point, I did raise the issue on the KPSK LSC list that the LSC is mandated to do 2 town halls a year. We're well into the year. We haven't done anything for it at all. We suggested that we need to coordinate that with the possibility of a CAB town hall or other things. We do need to think about how to do that, and I would again solicit anybody on the LSC who wants to serve on a task force to do some kind of planning on this during the first month of the year. And I'll ask for show of hands and anybody interested in working on a task force.
I see Kim,
I'm going to
name Margie, Lawrence, Fred, and Ariana.
The CAB does have a function of the needs assessment, and they have already been discussing it down the hall, so we're not going to have 2 separate down halls, and we'll figure out the details later. Can people raise their hands so that Margie can get the names down? So Kim, Ankine, Margie herself, Ayala, Lawrence, and Fred Thunder. Thank you.
Listeners that I didn't know were there that were not already in the formation, as opposed to other town halls
where you have a broad spectrum of business or something done at the university where you have the students present, that type of thing. So I would ask the task force to perhaps concentrate on a larger spread of attendees.
Okay.
I would encourage the rest of the LLC to promote it as well and get people there. So that would be one of action.
Thank you.
A group effort.
Yes, thank you. All right. We have the Program Oversight Committee report. There is a motion pending. I think one of them is going to move. There was a motion regarding the DUI report.
Who's talking about?
No, I'm 14.
Well, we're on 11,
Marlon. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Sorry. Take it back. I'm reading the wrong call now. Okay, gotcha. Sorry, Personnel Committee. John Comstock's not here. Is there a co-chair or vice chair of the Personnel Committee?
Long here. Okay.
Are there any members that can answer the question? I got a evaluation form for John Parker addressed to me. So I do want to know, number one, there's apparently an evaluation moving forward. There is a survey. I need to know the form that was labeled evaluation also went out to other than the board since staff and other people cannot conduct an evaluation. This is a survey, it should have been titled survey. But there are other issues that I have that will need to be discussed in executive session, as I said before.
It's on page 12 in the packet.
All right, I see, I don't think I can see. I can respond only to what happened when I was, this is something that passed last August on the Personnel Committee. To run the interim PD evaluation, since the interim PD has been in office for over a year. Is Ridgecrest Surveys the same company that performed the previous survey? Is that the same question? It has been sent out to the LSB, the unpaid staff, the paid staff. It was paid for in full last September. Unfortunately, it took this amount of time to finally get the list from management. It was very uncooperative in giving the Personnel Committee the updated list. The survey covered the period of last year. It was approved last year. I'm not the chair. Crumshaw would be the one to ask. However, I do want to point out that the survey company is completely independent and it was paid for last September in full. They informed us that if we didn't run the survey by the end of this month, we would forfeit the entire amount.
How much?
Almost $1,000. And basically, the survey had been sitting up there since September on their servers waiting for us to get them the list. And I'll tell you that when we kept asking management to list unpaid programmers, they stalled upon it. They gave us a very short list of a few names, no email addresses. We finally got this composite. Now, regarding your mix-up on the LSD list, your name got swapped with John Parker's email address. You should have gotten a correction in the address. That's all I know. Can you have any other people?
No. Florence, maybe you could answer this question. There's a take-it-take program. Isn't it like the program evaluation going on? And then there's a survey. And I'm kind of a little...
It's supposed to be the same thing. I guess it's supposed to be the same thing.
Just to be clear, the Personnel Committee did last year bring a motion to the LSB and assuming that John Crumshaw announced that an evaluation be conducted in the program director. And the steps in that were to conduct a survey of the LSB and the staff as to
what page do you want? It's in the packet.
Page 12
in the packet.
And I think that's what I wanted to
say. It's the same thing
you brought up.
program evaluation.
Right.
This is
not evaluating the program. That doesn't do with the sort of program director.
No, the survey and the discussion is the survey of the LSP and the staff about the program director, the interim program director, the annual evaluation of the school. If you want to see that, please return it, and then the personnel committee will complete its evaluation of the IGB relatedly.
Gotta get them out.
Yeah, I just want to echo what Michael just pointed out. Whatever is done with the results of this survey is entirely up to this board and whoever joins the first committee. And
I don't believe Lydia heard that. She's really
sorry.
I just wanted to echo what Michael just pointed out, that the results of this evaluation, whatever happens with it, is entirely up to this board and the present personnel committee and whoever joins it.